to take a moment to acknowledge the yahrzeit of Steve's father, Oscar Sussman Yecheskel ben Tzvi HaLevi, and to offer just a word of hopefully some hope and in this challenging moment, even as we are, you know, in the middle of a regel with the mitzvah of simcha, v'samachta v'chagecha, and there is a halachic overriding power of simcha at this time, but insofar as we're experiencing that in a unique way and in a very different way this year, I thought it'd be, in memory of Steve's father, important to share a word that we would have normally read, you know, in shul today. And frankly, the same theme is very evident tomorrow. The Torah gives, just as a word of background, virtually a verbatim presentation of the Shalosh Regalim, in addition to other mitzvos, like, you know, Basar V'Chalav, Lo Sevashal Kediva Chalev Imo, in Parshas Mishpatim, and then again in Parshas Kisisa. And the answer as to why the Torah repeats all this is quite obvious. This is noted by the Ramban more generally. But of course, the Chet HaEgel intervenes, and the Chet HaEgel threatens to destroy the entire Jewish people. And once Moshe convinces Hashem not to destroy the Jewish people, there needs to be not just a luchos hashnios, a second set of luchos, but the basic laws need to be restated, including the laws of the Shalosh Regalim, the laws that govern our relationship with Hashem. And I see you, yes. Okay, we have a visitor with us. So I just wanted to, and again, you have almost this exact pasuk, what we'll have tomorrow. But the Torah says, again, at the conclusion of today's Kriya HaTorah, Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, we have to guard the Chag of Matzos. It's an interesting expression. Of course, technically speaking, you could be Yotze Yerchi of Matzah just by eating Kizayis on the first night. And yet it's called Chag HaMatzos, just like we call it Chag HaSukkos. Now, Sukkah, you have to sit in for 7 full days. And so to call it Chag HaMatzos is very significant. That tells you something about the idea of matzah, which we'll come back to. Eschag hamatzos tishmor. That's such an important word. Right, it takes us back to Parshas Bo. Ushmartem es hamatzos. The idea of shmura matzah, right? The idea of watching the matzah very carefully. The idea of avoiding chametz in the matzah. The idea of having kavana to produce matzah. Eschag hamatzos tishmor. Shivas yamim tochal matzos, right, as if you were obligated to eat matzah all 7 days. We don't have a technical obligation. It may be a fulfillment of mitzvah daraisa. Certainly that was the view of the Vilna Gaon. Kasher tivisicha. Now here we go with the very unique part. Limo'ed chodesh ha'aviv. Of course, in the spring month, right, the month where hope literally springs eternal. Kivo yatzasa mimitzrayim. Of course, this is the month when you left Egypt itself. Velo yera'u fanai rekam, and you shall not, of course, when you do the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, you shall not see me empty-handed. You should always come with an korban ola, the ola sri'ya. We also know about the korban chagiga, the shalmei simcha. There's a whole bevy of korbanos that one is supposed to bring in that context. So here we have the merging of really two ideas. Chag hamatzos, the institution of matzah, and how matzah is defining for the holiday, even though technically, again, you could fulfill your obligation with just one kizayis on the first night. It's a little bit of a striking formulation, but the idea of chodesh ha'aviv, or what we call later on, chag ha'aviv, kivo yatzasa mimitzrayim, the idea that this holiday, you know, always has to be associated with spring. So, you know, when you think about it, matzah in many ways really is deeply connected to this idea of hope and spring and being able to see things in a very different light. Obviously, in the spring, what happens is that there's a basic rejuvenation, a revitalization. That which was dead really does come to life. And the matzah, for so many, you know, decades and centuries, in Mitzrayim was a symbol of, as we say, lechem oni, halach ma'anya. It told the story of our imprisonment, of our shibud, of our degradation. But then what happened? You know, Hashem appeared very, very, very suddenly. Ki v'chipazon yatzasa me'eretz Mitzrayim. And all of a sudden, matzah was a symbol of our geula, right? Lo hispik b'tzekam shalav usenu lahachmitz, that there wasn't time for chametz. Ugos matzos ki lo chametz, ki garshum mitzrayim lo yachul yismameya, v'gam tzedah lo asulahem. So matzah was transformed from a symbol of our subjugation to a symbol of our redemption. It now becomes a very hopeful image. So yeah, technically speaking, you might be able to fulfill your obligation of matzah by eating just a little bit of kizayis on the first night. But it is the Chag HaMatzos. It's the Chag which is defined by the idea, the same idea of Chodesh HaAviv, frankly. The idea of hope, and how, you know, things can really turn around. And matzah, which was once the symbol of our lifelessness, becomes a symbol of our redemption, right? To say matzah, but it has a completely opposite connotation. It has a completely opposite meaning. And so, you know, in the context, especially of marking the Yahrzeit for Oscar Sussman, Yecheskel ben Tzvi HaLevi, it's very important to remember that from our, you know, point of view, our Jewish and halachic point of view, you know, those who are no longer physically with us, right, are not gone. They're not absent. And the idea of their memory continuing to give us a sense of hope and a sense of inspiration, you know, these are not just niceties, but these are very real ideas. That's why we have a Yahrzeit to begin with, is that we take time to remember the past because we see the past as very much alive and is very much relevant and is very much an inspiration for us. And so, Steve, on your father's Yahrzeit, may his neshama have an aliyah, and I would say of equal importance, may he continue to serve even after all these years and decades of the absence of his physical presence. May he continue to serve as an inspiration to you, a source of hope, especially in these challenging times when that you know, those sources of hope are just that much more critical and that much more important. So again, in memory of your father, Steve, I want to wish everybody a meaningful day of Moed, and everybody, of course, good health as well.